Shir and Vav and Masech Shabbos by Rosh Hashanah continued. Chav Chesed Yerei Tov Shem Mem Ches May 15th and Sunday continued.
What that?
Maybe Tosha. Oh, Amalei Tosha.
Maybe Tosha. Maybe Tosha. Now, now, this week,
Sherman Zion and Shabbos, by the Rosh Hashiva, Gimel Sivan, Etav Shemem Ches, Thursday, May 19th, 1988.
And that's the point. The weekend is safe in the tablet. I will not see the Koro or the Hatam. You put that there in the pot that was standing on fire. And then he took it off, so it's finished. Creation of the fire. Shalom al Gabriel. So he wants to put in tablet, let's say celery, into the declaration. He's not allowed. We even have here Shalom to all, you can see from tablet. Abo, Nesim, Sechakaro, Sechatam. Let's say he poured in from the pot into the plate soup, and the soup is hot, it's yatza lettuce. So if he wants to put in celery in the plate of soup, he's allowed with the slishay. The beauty may lechol neisim chutz mi dova sheyish bechinis v'tzeh. Now you know there's a bio, soon you learn it. Does Rabbi Yehuda have reference to the Reisha of the Mishnah, or Rabbi Yehuda has reference to the Sefer of the Mishnah? So that two ways. In other words, he boiled. Rabbi Yehuda Reisha koye unifkule. In other words, the Reisha says that one is not allowed to put in tablin into a revision of the fire, put in salary in a pot after you took off the pot from the fire. So Judah says that he can put in a condition, any tablet, celery or whatever, he can put in the integration of the fire, except something that has vinegar or tea or brine. So Judah is a big maker. Where is the Tanakhami? Assets, putting in tablet in a condition of the fire, any tablet. So Rabbi Yehuda says, no, generally a tablet can be placed in the condition of the fire. Only condition on the fire he cannot put himself. But of the fire, yes. But a chimetzir is something else. So Rabbi Yehuda to make, or Rabbi Yehuda is reference to the safe. We do not say to koil lechum. Because the Sefer of the Mishnah says you are allowed to put in any tablin into a cliché. Salami or chemetz v'tzia, vinegar also, you are allowed. So it is mafia. He says chemetz v'tzia, vinegar or wine, you're not allowed to put in the cliché. So what is maskone? Tosha. Itani Rabbi Rino, the whole loop is in this, what did his chait chas? The whole of the whole loop is in this, what did his chait chas? Amazing. So that means that Rabbi Yehuda is referenced to the Reisha, and Rabbi Yehuda is maker as against the Tanakame. Tanakame asks putting in any tablet in the condition of the fire. So Rabbi Yehuda says, generally speaking, you can put in a tablet into a condition of the fire, except Chemetz Litzia, you cannot be put in. Now, that doesn't, Rabbi Yehuda is maker. Does that mean that Rabbi Yehuda is maker in general? You can be bashal, meichel, in tradition of the Tayach HaSisholem, that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say, only Ligabi Tavrin is major. Ligabi Tavrin is major, but Matu Gavaneho, you can, Rabbi Yehuda is major, you cannot do Vashir, a Necher in water that is of the fire. Let's say, suppose you want to be Vashir Nebu. So, you put it in the tea kettle that is of the fire, hot water, and after a while, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, but tavlin is a spice. It's not an echo itself, you don't eat the tavlin. It's only tavlin as echel. That has no bishop in the condition of the fire, but an echo itself has bishop in the condition of the fire. Now let's see the Rashi.
Do you can Rashi holds like that, like places too, because Rashi says Shem Vashon is a tavla, because Shem Roy Sen on Amud Beis. Places says some of Furish.
Yeah, right. But let's go over the Rashi. There are certain Diyuk in the Rashi. Shevion, so Rashi says Shevion, what do you mean Shevion? He took it with the modifier, let's see the pot. So, let's say you have a tea kettle, boiled water that boiled. So it was on the stove, you took it off the stove, you put it on the counter, you put it on the table. So you're allowed to put in that way, tavlin, you don't put it in water, let's say soup, part of soup, you took it off, you're not allowed to put it in tavlin. Shevir Meir is some mirutochim, so Rashi says, binashmoshis. Why does Rashi emphasize Binash Moshe? Then, we eat in the Sichon Tavlin, Mishetachshach. So I suppose that the two Rashis have to be considered together. In other words, Rashi implies that when aren't you allowed to put in a Tavlin into a tradition of the fire, only Mishetachshach, after it's a Chobin. But Binash Moshe, you are allowed to put in a tavlin in a tradition of the fire. Why? So I think, very simple, since the Gemara's Maskon is that Rabbi Yehuda has reference to the Reisha, and Rabbi Yehuda is Matia, the Chatchile, to put in a tavlin in a tradition of the fire, only because tavlin, not an air, because tavlin can have bishul only in a condition under fire, not in a condition of the fire. But the Tarkami is chelik. But since the Tarkami is chelik, so Rashi Shiti is, the Tarkami is chelik on the Yehuda only on the Rabbonim level, not on the Raisa level. Why do we have to broaden the machlekes that according to the Yehuda it's mutar even in the Rabbonim to put it up in the condition of fire? And the content is so it's high the hat. Why do we have to broaden the machleike so much? So, as I the Raisa level, everybody agrees, even the Tanakhame agrees, the tavlin can only have bishul in the condition of the fire, but tavlin cannot have bishul in the condition of the fire. But, with Rabbonon, Tanakhame says there is bishul in the tavlin in the condition of the fire. And Rabbi Yehuda says the reason even an Israel. Now Rebbe says that Kol Dovah Shemishmishvus we go through Alein Binashmoshes, and we pass like Rebbe. Now there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Rambam. The Rambam says that when Rebbe says we go through Kol Dovah Shemishmishvus and Binashmoshes, so it doesn't mean it's smoother just like that. It means if he was told or it was a bar mitzvah or told, let's say, with the very busy Arab Shabbos and came home late before your attention and Mele and Mamesh without his fault. So he couldn't prepare everything for Shabbos. So then he has a heter to do a shvus, Pinash Moshe. But if he wasn't told and he could have done it before Shkia, so he has no head. That's a Rambam. And Shmuel Paschas like Rambam. But Rashi Shiti is not a Rambam. Rashi Shiti is that according to Rebbe, So in Shvusim, Shvusim are not the same as Moshe. The Chachomim didn't ask a Shvusim and be as Moshe. Even without the hard situation of Tov and Yitzchak and so on. So they're tragic. And it seems that Allah is like Rabbi, and the Mele, Rashi emphasizes, but he can say, Chom Tavim Yishet Tachshach. And trying, but Tachshach means that it's a second hobby. But Bina Shmoshes, you are allowed. So, why are you being allowed? Because since Rabbi Yehuda is Matia, Tavu, Rabbi Yehuda is Matia, Tavu, even Mishetach Shach, So, when Kami is Chilek, so we don't have to be Malchik the Machlekes. So, it's only Chilek on a Rabbono level, but at the Raisa level, when Kami is made, the Tavon has no additional negation of the Tavon of Raisa. So, it's only the Rabbono. And we pass like Feder, that's called the Roshon Mishim Shvuz, we go to the Nash Moshes. So, that's why Rashi says, we should put some Tavon Mishetach. Yeah, but the question is, how about the first Rashi? What Rashi means? So the Rashash was bothered by the first Rashi. Curiously, he was not bothered by the second Rashi. Maybe he was not bothered because it was so simple, I mean, so he didn't even have to say anything. But on the first Rashi, so he says, Ayin mon Avrom, Simen Reishin Gimo, Sipkotu Yitches. But the Mon Avrom doesn't even mention the Rashi. But he means that with that Mon Avrom he can understand why Rashi said Nashmosh. But it seems to me, alright, what the Mon Avrom probably means is well, it makes a lot of sense. But we can explain the Rashi very balabatish, without any omnes, very balabatish. Rashi emphasizes in the second Rashi. So, but before the Hashaycho, the Nashmoshes, it's not also an Ignacolo to the Kambi, because it's only us and the Rabbon. It's Tavon, the tradition of the fire, is only a speech on the Rabbon. But it goes without saying that when the Tosha to put in the tradition of the fire, it Tavon, if it is hot, if it's Yachalev, but suppose it's lukewarm, so then it's not also naturally, I mean, if it's not a Tzoledes, it's Muta. So, Rashi says, since the holding of the Mishnah applies only Mishetech Shara, if it's a Chobin, you're not allowed. You're not allowed to be Mivashi. I mean, after Tzachov, you're allowed to put the tablet in a condition of fire. But Bina Shmoshe, you are allowed. Now, if he took it off, you were talking. Maybe, yay. So by the time it's Tzachov, it is already cooled off, and it's not Yachalelis anymore. I mean, just Balabatish. I mean, when you take off a hot pot, and let's say, whatever the Bina Shmoshe is, now, so when can this shayla be irrelevant shayla if he took it off in Ashmoshes? So he took it in Ashmoshes, let's say, and now 5 minutes later, it's already Hashaycho. So he's not allowed, because Mirabon is not allowed. But if he took it off in the Yei, and then the Mishnah says, we sit on the Sechot Tavlin, Efetz Kahodim, so about half an hour has already intervened between the taking off and the putting in of tablet. So no probability, it's not yet anymore. That is the Balabati section. But let's see what the Rishash says.
Roshu?
Yes.
Rabbi Leo mentioned in the period that he's right also that Kli could take a lot longer than that. to cool down.
Left ear.
He says in his experience that he takes something off the left Shabbos morning.
Yeah, all right. That's
why
I said
for an hour and a half. And still he got the letter.
I see, yeah, of course it could take. It all depends how hot it is. You know, not every pot when it boils is hot the same way.
Depends on the clue.
What?
Depends what it's made out of.
Okay, and pay that, all right. But usually, I mean, you know, I've been talking from experience. Let's say you boil a tea kettle and you take it off the fire. Half an hour later, it will not be as hot.
But the tone pot will.
What?
The tone pot will.
We are talking here, what?
The tone pot will be.
No, because the tone has been standing on fire for a whole less. That's why it can be. So even if you take it off, in a day now, let's say, when you put a pot and you keep it on fire till it's in special control, hey? Or you put the pot and it's on fire for 24 hours, like a chunk. So 24 hours or 12 hours, what difference is it?
I think we're talking about the soup here, and the soup could sit for 6-12 hours.
This is the question, it's here, so it might vary, but in my experience, if you take off a ticket from the fire half an hour later, it's not your choice. Right? I don't want to discuss it. I mean, I said it's valid, but it's sharp. You see, that's very sharp. It says something.
What's the story of why Tablan, if it's better cooking, it should be different? I mean, is it getting cooked or not getting cooked? What's the story for that?
Tavlin is not today.
It takes too long. It's harder to get cooked. It's a chimer abishal. Is that the svara or
something
like a?
You see, according
like
to what?
It's like bisra. It's like the hard meat.
You see, that's the shayla in the Gemara.
About mela.
According to one alternative in that baye, that Rabbi Yude has reference to the sefer. So then, on the contrary, Tavlin is even more homophonic. But according to the alternative, the Judaic reference to the religion as we pass it. So Tavlin is not as humble as
it takes longer to get cooked. Is that the part? Tavlin would be something
that,
like...
That's right. Well, of course, every halacha is based upon mitzvahs. But it's the halacha.
One other thing really bothered me was...
Yeah?
We find many places where Tavlin is considered something that's mevashel maher. Very fast.
Certain kinds of tavlin. Melach, according to one Losh. So there are two regimes. Melach, but not tavlin in general. Melach. Yerutochen, Minash Moshes, Almri Gravrom, Sinem Reishim Gimu, Sif Kotnitras. Now, just say, in the Mogavrom, go over the whole Mogavrom. I don't see that he should mention this Rashi. But the Shash knows what he's saying. Simon Reish Nindim. Simon Reish Nindim, Siv Godlu's Aleph, in the Agoyes Hamor, at the end of Siv Godlu Aleph. Because first, the Mechaba mentioned that when is there an Israfat money, if it is when is there an Israfat money only when the pot touches the Kacholim in the body. But suppose it's set up on something elevated and it doesn't touch the Kacholim, then there is no sign. Then the Rambam says, no, the Rishonim say that stays the sheep. The Rishonim say that even if it touches the Kacholim in the body, but if on top it doesn't touch, so there's no Atmona, it has to touch on all sides. The Yeshayim, the Atiru, Magdiru, Meres, Agabeish, Mamesh, Kohl's, Manshi, Yikuru, Milo, Mimikra, Atmona. Bishop, Techina, Minik. Rakshinzoin Natki Tsaskim Rashabes Mraish Kidei Shiyuchal Yisroel Sirenisha. So in other words, the Atmon is only Shayatet tasteless Shitim Bamateni. It's at the end. First, tasteless says the same Shitim as the Mechaba Paschas. Not like Rashi, because according to Rashi, every Shia is of some Tzatmon. So it doesn't have to touch altogether. Not even at the bottom there is a mishkatman. But tasteless is definitely chilek on Rashi Shita, and if it doesn't touch even at the bottom, then definitely there is no mishkatman. But one washing tasteless in the matinim, the beginning of matinim is that if it touches at the gachol, then there is a mishkatman, even though it doesn't touch the thing in which it is mutbed on all sides. And then the other washing, and that's the main sheet of Sarashem, that Atmone is only Shayach if the Dobo Hatamun touches the Dobo, the thing in which it is Tamun on all sides. But suppose the top is not covered, then it's not Atmone. Yeshem Lakladir Meskabeish, Mamesh Kovash, Mikulmayim, Atmone Mishor, Yechinamine. But before Shabbos, he should be minatiket from the Kohl. Why? Because it is not minatik, he's not allowed to take it away from the Kohl. Today, she yuchal yisroi asura misho. Bimunot, today, she motzer gabi yishabes, yesh yisira misho mal biyak. But yisroi himself not. Why? Because in the path stands on the Gehol Mamish. So then it might even be a situation to move in Mechat the Gehol, and when you're Mechat the Gehol, so then it involves a problem with Kibu Elineis and Havoras Tachteneis, so it's also, but it's a situation to Yechus, like, because he's not interested in either. He's not interested in being Mavia. The Tachtenes, no, he's interested in being Mavia, in being Chavid Delienes. He's just interested in taking away the path. Mimele, it shakes, it causes a disturbance in Gaholim, and it might move over the Gaholim, the top, the bottom part of the top. So it's racially different. But the situation of Yisrael, according to most Rishonim, is also the Avodah, and though it's Muda. So Meile, it's also our day in Yisrael. But on the Akum, it's Muda. Why is it Muda on Akum? Because the Tishvus, since the situation of Yisrael is only also the Avodah, so it's only Yisrael, and the Yisrael, Samuel, and Nochlin Yisrael, is Muta. This is how the God works.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Yeshua, you see, that's how the Vera God works. Or you can look if you have it wrong. The Zoya, Sheikachel, Dafshin, Mishavi, Gosset, the Kong, Mosam, Shimskreish, Shimbeish, Vai, Tasting, the Chris is hot, Bintima, the Ishloch, who was some of the Rabbon, so in other words, Midrais is not also the one of Shah. Either because the sheet of the Rim Sudas, the situation of Yerkes and Kawate Kule is neither on the Raisa level, but only on the Rabbana level is Sosa. Or even according to the Tetzves, in many places in Shas, that Urachiri come on the Oroch and the Raisa level, so in Kawate Kule, the situation of Yerkes and Kawate on the Raisa. But by Shabbos, so every situation of Israel is also watching Israel Gufo. And all these Rishonim, Reb Chaim points out, they hold that the Aloch is like a Shimon in Rosh Israel Gufo. So every situation of Israel could not involve any of the Raisi anyway, because it's in Rosh Israel Gufo. So it's only also in the Rabbanon. So Mila, Mila, and Nochi in the Rabbanon. So there is a heter in certain occasions. But Mitzvah, Mitzvah, Rabbanon, and so on. This is what he thought, what a lot of matter, what matter you keep in shame and shoes, which was a one of this, who can discuss it. Lochan Ergin, Shemin Woody, the Mitzina Gerz. All right, so this is the chat. Yes, the Shosma Vyakim to the Kaku, Mutal Yisroel Lo Sira Nisham, the Yisroel Shem Yitchel Nisham Binachas, the Roi Nanea Gechol, the Oz Atli Nanu Tzaz, Dobo Shein Mishabei Isho. So in other words, if the Yisroel has to do it, so then it involves the Nisra Rabbonon, according to most of the Shem, Vachelik and the Oruch, so then he should do it binachas, so then it will not even be a situation if he does it binachas. If he does it binachas, so it will not even be a situation. Now, let's see the Mogabo. Mutal Yisrael Asir. The Akimeshe Kosa, Vayish Mel, 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 Sal, Dizel, Yishin, Arab, Desh, Yosefa. The Rambam Kosa, Kutam, Yel, Chol, Yom, Fri, Al, Baiti, Akir, Loi, Kabun, Mutal. Shemach, Hashem, Itmunon, Nechid, Yom, Chol, Yom, 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 Yahabit, Yom, 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 אם כאילו היה בגדיר דעת כנס לגד וחולים שם וגם ישראל עשרה שבות הסירו עם נולד וחולים נסחם עליהם ונזניקים אבו לנהד חולים ונוחם סולי ולדירה כוסף אמור לך את ילדה ותשאבס ואוסו לנסוי להסירה משום שמחתם ומה ברגעים שמחה ברחתם ודיסי קשוסס ובאגו יזמות וכוסף שם דעת ורואים על אקום לישראל ישראל מי ובאגו יזמן פר כוסף כוסף כוסה במותר יד, די לא יהיו בזו להביא, רק ניסה לי כמחות, עד כאן, ואין לי סוף סימן. זה, אבל נסחו לא עושה לי קוראו. וכן כוסה, אני לא אומר, ריבוליישנס, ביבי המות, וכן כוסה את האקימי של שמוקו, וכן כוסה המור רצת בגן שבס, וכן כוסה בשיוסף, סוף סמזב של צבי הרי, וכן משהו לרשס, סייל במנדליקים, כי יש לישיס, אינו בזמן חזר, so they had to say that, ודרך שבס בפרושקיה, they used to blow shofar to inform the public, they had to get ready for שבס, several times we shall, so the כי יש לישיס, that was a signal that they had to take off the gears from the stove. סייל כבר גירס, משמע דוס, סוף, מה נפשר? If it's Mutar and Shabbos, so why did Kiyosh Lishis? Kiyosh Lishis is the last thing before Shabbos. Mashal also is Salkon Shabbos. Or the Shabbos, the Shachis, also is Salkon. Shilin al Diak. Vayim Sostimer is this, Vayim it is the Sion. It is the Siume. Where does the Mangavon mention this Rash in Kiyo? Where does the Mangavon mention? But the Mogavon knew what he was talking about. He says, in explaining the Rashi here, so he says, I, the Mogavon, Simon Reishin Gimel, Sif Kotten, Mikhet. Well, the Pshat is very simple. You see, the Rishaz doesn't want to explain the Balabatis the way I explained it. So he says, the reason is why Rashi says Binash Moshe is Rashi wants to tell us even Binash Moshe, not Binash Moshe. According to my explanation, which is about Bati's explanation, because if it's not Binash Moshe, so by the time it's a legacy of Chodi, in no probability it's not just a legacy. But he says, Merutochim even Binash Moshe, not in Shabbos itself. And Shabbos itself, you're not allowed to take on the air. Because you might be even in the heart of the Gehom. True, it's a secretion of Yech Beslei, but the secretion of Yech Beslei is certainly also in Rabbon, especially according to Rashi, because Rashi is chilek in our Guru. And the Rav Chaim Reisler, he says, V'chi meide in tzot chulos in peitze. So, the Rav Gimu, there in the Gehom, so Rashi says, V'chi meide Rav Shimen in secretion of Yech Beslei. Abel Hoche, is Lunichel, but Lunich Beslei. So then, Rav Shimon is maybe for some of the rice, but of course, in Kolat Rekule, not in Shabbos. In Shabbos, it's Meloch HaShem Tzricho. It's Meloch HaShem Tzricho Ligufo. So Mele, he means Shevir. So, after Tzitzak HaChodim, then it's Osa Mele Rabbonon to with Meloch HaShem Tzricho Ligufo, that's why it's only Rabbonon. To mother a deer from the Gehorim. But But being a shmoshes, so it's a melachah shem tzachon b'chufo. So maybe it's muta being a shmoshes because we pasch like Rebbe. So he says the reason is why Rashi says mevutochim bein hashmoshes, even bein hashmoshes, but not lachash hashir. You're not allowed to leit nisichem tabu mishetach shach, but bein hashmoshes you are allowed to put in a tabu, but to be mabir the gdeire the heter, to be salad the gdeire tam gechol the heter. So either you do it b'gei or even b'nash moshes, but lachish hashiach you're not allowed because you are mechatu gechol.
And b'nash moshes is mutter because according to Rebbe.
That's right.
Psikration blanichle, it's also in the bottom, has the same level of shvus.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But according to the Rishas Pshat, I think that the Rishas Pshat is what I'm saying. Otherwise, why does he tell us to look up the Mogen Avraham incineration in Gimel Tikvah? He doesn't even mention it. That's what he means. So then there is a bit chiddush, because according to Rashi is chiddush, a big chiddush. Rashi is chilek, and the Orchan Geraisa level, Rashi says, in the sugya of Hatzot Chalos and Bapeitzi, so he says that Rashi says that the Chim made a Rapshim situation with the Yich Pesle. So he made a Rapshim, he saw some of the rights, in Kolati Rekut. So by Shabbos, it's all less level. Why the Shabbat was more abhorrent? Because the Lord was going to go still the Nash Moshe sees Matia. This is tremendous Kiddush. Because the Ramban says in the Lechem Matzniya that even though Kovet Abriyas is Lechem, every Yisrael Rabbonon, but one Yisrael Rabbonon Kovet Abriyas is not Lechem. That's the Lord was going to go. And the Raya is from Perek HaMatzniya. Because Perek HaMatzniya, the Gemara says, if a mess is lying in the is lying in the Talmud and Shabbos, then we're allowed because of Kabbalah to take away the mess in Talmud. And suppose lies in the Rabbin, so you only have to carry pochus from Dal Damis. But Dal Damis not. Why not? Because it's Nisa the Rais. But according to Rav Shimon, Hamitzis Hamas the Kebre is Pota because it's Moloch and Holy Gufa. Here it's a question of Kabbalah. It's a question of Kodabriyas. So Kodabriyas is the Yechah, every Yisrael Rabon. Yeah, so the Ramban raised that question. So Ramban says, from here we can deduce that even though Kodabriyas is the Yechah, every Yisrael Rabon, but the Rabon, Moch Hashem Tzachon Gufo, it's not the Yechah. Why? Because that is Mohammed, because the same mindset and the different circumstances could be also midrash. It only happens that here he's made see the mess not for the purpose of performing an autopsy on the mess. Then it would be a melacha tzrichon gufo. But suppose he's made see the mess because he wants to get rid of the mess. He doesn't want the mess to be in the rishus rabbi. But sometimes the same act could be a melacha midrash. So maybe even when it's not midraise, the chachomim are machmir. And they didn't allow melocha, the Yisrael Rabon of Losh Tzroi Gufa Mishum Kovid Abriyas. So the Yisrael of Losh Tzroi Gufa is more chomor than any other Rabon that even Kovid Abriyas cannot be there. So then it certainly would not be unreasonable. And to say that even though that day is matir, he shvuz bin Hashemoshes, but not the shvuz of Moshe Tzroi Gufo, it's Moham. But, so then how can we explain this Rashi? But Rashi Shiti, if Rashi Shiti had been like the Rimu Suve Lavov, that situation we have persuaded, in Ander Reiser, we have been called to the Kuri, it's good, I can do this Chav Mora, the Rav Oni, then we can understand. But Rashi said the Kirei, the Kirei made the Rav Shimei, in situation we have persuaded. So by Shabbos, it's only Moshe Amin Rabbanon, because of Loch Shetzroi Gufo. So it's a bit finished in the Rabbanon. But according to my pshat, which is the Balabatos of pshat, so then we don't see such a big chiddush in Rashi. But you can say, Tamish, that's not me, because I should say, I'm a Vashem. Adam is a schakar, the chlishay, me, I'm a Vashem, Tamche, Tamche, came call dilo shema de tibo shema kolu fis le sei khom shema ni kori ni kares a dilo no khol kon no fora shai ko ya ti dish ni ak sheni no no fora shai ko ya ti dish ak sheni khuch mo shi be khine tsi tsi shi ne vas es a tadum shai kun tsi de van a me dik na dogim ki ki ni sin mar be i boy lo ga bila re shi kol kol de ma si kol khom re ta shai tan ga dilo khol yut sin ni sa va dilo shai tsi ni sin חוץ מדבר שהיא בכנס ויציאה, סבר אני איזה מנעים אמר אחר היא פתאבו, בכל רישים בישלו וכל שם אלוהי בישלו, היא היה בסוד, תורי שם. לא נזרי, כל אין לא נבחומר, הם מחליק את השם, הוא עוד על פסקל על הפרסט לושן, and all that Pascal is second version. There's the reason is why you're not supposed, because in the Pesach Ramot, to put salt in soup, as long as the soup is Yatzalah, as even though the soup is in a plate, in a cliché, סובר רבי יצרי מי, מה מלך הרי הוא כתב לי, וכל רישים בישלו וכל שאינו לא בישלו, אומר לה, הבעיה, תונה רבחי, מלך אינו כתב לי, וכל שאינו נמו בישלו. So, according to this law, שנה הבעיה יזמח מי, לגבי מלך, that מלך יזמו חומו, than any other tavli, even though, you know, like this, Melech is a tavli. I mean, who eats Melech as a food by itself? It only eats it as to put in a tam in the food. It put in a tam in the food. Some melech. So whatever is true of tavli in general, celery, is true of Melech. Still, a bayish it is not. Melech is unique. Melech has bishul, even negligent. Tavlin in general, not, but Melech has bishul even negligent. Why is Melech? Why? But it's a sakosuk Melech. Everything is a sakosuk, but I don't mean it's not a sakosuk, a special halacha in Sinai, like shurim and everything. It has to be explained. Why is Melech different? I think the reason is why. According to the first lashon, Melech is different because any other tavlin in tzias cannot accomplish the purpose of flavoring the food when it's put in kashim. Salad. You put it salary in the kashim, it will not have any time. You put the salary in the pot, then it has a time. But if you put it in the plate, I never tried it, but I suppose it's that way. It was the machine to Melech. So it has accomplished a sin when you put it in the Kreshani. Sins, it accomplishes the purpose in the Kreshani. Some name in the Kreshani, it also is the Pshat in a bite.
It's a dissolving process.
What?
It's dissolving a form of Bishul.
But dissolving is not a form of Bishul. Yeah, but some male, he says, so look, Om la baye tome, Rafchie, Melechine kitabli, di bichlisheini name bishlo, ukiye di Rab Nachman, di Om Rab Nachman, tzriche milche bishule, ki bishre diture, so Rab Nachman is chelik, Rab Nachman is meiko at the other end. And on the contrary, he says, Melech is even more cow than another top. Any other tavlin say comes from the kame, so has bishul in the tradition of the fire. Only the Buddha says he doesn't have bishul in the tradition of the fire. But the kame says he has bishul in the tradition of the fire. All right, he said in the passion, it's only the rabbon. Mashayim ki melech, according to Nachman, has no bishul even in the tradition of the fire, only in the tradition under fire. Vigadam was Sabara Vesel Neymar, Melechale Kitabin, the Christian Bishlo, the Christian Loy Bishlo, Omra Bayet on a Priet, Melechale Kitabin, the position number in this law, by it, so there, according to the second lesson, a Bayan Ramach Nachman and Atrilik, so naturally you pass him like a Bayan Ramach and then Atrilik. The Rambam passes, but that has to do with another Shaila. Whenever the Atum Shem is in the morning, what is the, how do we pass him? We pass him like the Oshavishim, or pass him like Oshavishim, or pass him like Oshavishim, or in the Reise, we pass him like Humre, in the Rabbunah, pass him like Kure, so the Atrilik is Rishim. Takes this in Zore, the world, that was a few days ago, the Ayoni. So, Davor mentioned the Trishites. So, the Trishites are ashamed. One Shit are ashamed is Davor. No, it's that. There's the Shita of the Rif in the Rambam. That, whenever that Trishites is in the Morae, so Allah had finished the Basra. The fact that Rabino Rabash mentioned the second version, what does it indicate? That this dinner show, Rabino the Rabashi, they were mafia, like that was. Why did they put it there? Then the religious are shaming Joseph verse. The fact that it's mentioned more at first, so that's the Achor. And then the religious are shaming. The thesis itself mentions. The thief is in the right, in other words, it's soft. So speaking the Reisel, Humreh, speaking the Rabbonon, there is another sheet also anyway. So the Rambam, so he passes, Merachene Kitabon, the Vishnamu Vishlo, brought the Avishemi, who passed by the first Lashon. So that's why we are Machmir, and we don't put in any Melech. We don't put in any Melech even in soup in the plate, if it is Yatzarah.
It's only that even with Kli Rishon, it's only Begat HaKumra though.
What?
Even in Kli Rishon, it would only be Begat HaKumra, and as if it's Chashash La'alok. In other words, even the print of Kli Rishon, it's only Begat HaKumra. It's only a Tavei Al-Abrah.
Paschus like the second Lashon.
Right, so
then is Melech is Muter, even in Kli Rishon.
Same. So it's just in a Kli Rishon, you map there.
We don't pass by the Rambam. The Ramot Paschus.
Tavil
like
Bracha. He says Tavil Bracha.
Alright, Tavil Bracha. Okay. All right.
Saying so, it's only Tavil Bracha in regard to Kli Rishon as well.
That's right.
It's not a big or a thin.
But then is this Rishon who passed like the first Lashon, who passed like the first Lashon, and it's just the question is now, why is it that the second Lashon, the first Lashon says that even if Rishon is Bishon. Even if Hashem is Bishon. So, why? Because it accomplishes even if Hashem, let's say, Tavu in general, doesn't accomplish. But Melech, everybody knows that if you have a food that soup has no salt, you put in salt, so it will accomplish a purpose. So since it accomplishes a purpose, so Mele, there is Bishon even if Hashem. So the question is, so why does the second Lashon say Joseph Burks? So the Mitzvah sees it does accomplish. So why does the second Lashon say Joseph Burks? That there is no, it's like, be steady to it, and they are allowed to put salt even in the condition of the fire. Why? What happened? That seems to be right. It accomplishes its purpose in the Kishen. So why should it be called? So the answer is, I think, because truly it accomplishes the purpose. But suppose you have cold soup, and there's no salt, and then, if you don't mind drinking cold soup, if it doesn't have salt, you'll put in salt in the cold soup, it will also accomplish the purpose. So that's why the second Lashon is here. Because here, when do we say since it accomplishes its purpose? So on the contrary, it's a Humrei, if it could accomplish its purpose only in hot. But here it can accomplish its purpose in cold too. But anyway, I don't know whether you ever tried it, but I did. I mean, let's say in cold too. If you put in salt, and so it will not be as good in cold. Even though, I mean, you can dissolve it and everything, but apparently it's not well dissolved. You can stir and stir and stir, but it's still not well it's still not well dissolved. So, and that's the reason, after all, we are machmir, we don't put in any salt in the machine. But did you ever see anybody who should be machmir? Maybe you did, I didn't. Should be machmir not to put in sugar in a glass of tea? I didn't see anybody. The biggest machmirim, I never saw anybody should be zoya not to put in sugar on Shabbos in a glass of tea. And tea is always Yatzeres. Those who like tea like to drink it Yatzeres. I didn't see anybody should be machmir by now. The answer is because by tea, everybody will agree that tea, by tea, so. Cold tea too. There are people who drink cold tea, they put in sugar, and this is just as good. But salt, you can put in, but it's not just as good. Now, you're right, it's a question of dissolving. Of course it's a question of dissolving. But salt, tea, if you stir the sugar, so immediately it becomes dissolved. But salt, if you stir and stir and stir, it will not be well dissolved. It doesn't become dissolved so readily as sugar. So maybe that's the reason as to why the second Rosh says, the second Rosh, the most Hashemim Paschal is most Hashemim, because in that Machlech is Hashemim, so most Hashemim hold like the reed. That whenever there are two machines in Gemore, so the Aloch is like Lishne Basra, Lishne Basra. So, because, why the second Russian hold that Melachim Kitabu, that the Lishne Namur Bishlo only on fire, not on the fire, because through it accomplishes its purpose in the Christian. But it can accomplish its purpose in cold too. But the first Rosh holds, but Melach does not dissolve as readily as sugar. So in the first Rosh holds, so by hot it dissolves readily, whereas not by hot, by cold it doesn't dissolve readily. So in the first Rosh holds, Melach is mivashel even in Iklishen. But sugar, according to both Rishonim, has a din like Bishra Ditule, and there is Bishra only in the condition and fire, but not in the condition of it. Anyway, so tomorrow we'll go over the cases, and then we should go over the long cases, the same cases, but they are tasting in Zvochim, but they are tasting in Zvochim. It's a long thesis, it's a tzadikei and tzadikvor, it's much more ma'erich, and it's really a basic thesis in Hilchas Tarubes, in Basel Becholov, in the Yonim of Yil, it's the Vashel, it's the Vashel Legamre, the Vashel Kriklipe, or it's not the Vashel altogether, not the Kriklipe, it's not the Kriklipe, the Rashbam, Rav Netan, the Davi, Hetzes, so tomorrow we'll go over that. Now, so I think tomorrow we'll finish the Kiro to the Mishneh of Mukzeh, and I don't want to start it because I feel that if we are going to learn the Sugyas of Mukzeh in Kiro, then we have to learn Beitzah together with it. And it's not we need a whole Zman for that. So I prefer that Efes Amar on Sunday will start Perik HaMatzvah.
On Sunday?
Not Sunday.
Shir Nun Ches and Masecha Shabbos by the Rosh Hashiva last year, this year in Perakira. Dalit Sivan Hesh Tavshim Mem Ches, Friday, May 20th, 1988.
To put salary in the plate and then pour from the pot is not allowed to do that. From the food it could be died, that is allowed. In other words, no, we couldn't believe that. Why? Monisha, if you are going to be nidayit from the Mishneh, you can be nidayit from the Sefer of the Mishneh. Just the reverse. The other of it. They can say that. Victoria Abonesnu is a Hakara. She allowed to put the celery in the soup in the plate. Why doesn't it tell us a bigger finish? That you are allowed people to pour from the pot upon the salary. The answer is you cannot be died one way or the other. We've done a maharal akkar shtam ze. We rabbi nishmuel mei beraye di iru tikli shei mi mi ho di kain lom tato yigo bar. Because in Pesachim we have a machleis, whether he was doing rabbi nishmuel, whether he lo yigo bar or tato yigo bar. And here the Gemara says there that Allah is like Shmuel, even though generally Tzilchas Rabbi is Surah. But in this case, the Gemara says that Allah is like Shmuel, the Tatoi Gova. What is Tatoi Gova? Tatoi Gova, the Gemara says, if somebody will pour, let's say, hot milk,
cold meat,
upon a cold piece of meat, so you can eat. So you have to be madiach, the first madiach, the meat, and then peel off from the top, from the periphery, the thinnest, unitary layer of meat. It's because tatoi gava. So since the body is cold, so in due course, in a matter of minutes, everything will become cold. Even the hot milk will become cold. But until it cools off, within the first seconds, before it manages to cool off, so it manages to be mavliya in the periphery. So you have to peel off a clip from the periphery, the top periphery. But the rest of the meat is mutar. But so it's a riot, the Tiru is not Klerishin, because if Tiru had been Klerishin, then the whole piece of meat should be awesome. Rabbi Shmuel in the riot, the Yerkel Shein, or the Kantatoi Gova. So there's a Rashbam. Urinire, the Yerkel Klerishin. So far we have two shittes. The shitte of Rashbam is the Tiru is Klerishin, or Igam. It's not even Mivashel to the Klerishin. It's not even Mevashel Kli Kli, and And the sheet of the Rishi is that it's Klerishligam. It's Klerishligam. Klerishligam. Now, maybe Raya, how does he know that Iru is Klerishin? Maybe Raya, the Bizgochim, Klerigam Chatos, Toner Abonon, Asher Tebushel Bey, Ein Lielo Shebishel Bey, Iru is Hirniteach Minayim, תמולין הראש הטיבוש ובישובר, על מדיר וחושב מבאשר, ובירושלמה, but with Lord, I mean, on the contrary, מונפשך, if Eero is declaration, so if that, so why you need a person? It's declaration! It's declaration. So what's the riot? I mean, this is a, so what's the riot? The reason difficult, help me. Yeah. So, 1 second, please. So we have to say, even if you is clearly like the read of the town, clearly down, but no one can deny that in the demon, the blia that takes place in a clearly mamish to the blia that takes place in ill from clearly. Cannot say that. So the blia is, relatively speaking, is a blia that's even according to the read. And it's Mavliya in the whole Katir, not just in the periphery, but it's Mavliya on a relative scale, only Glimmers, Mashenki, when it's Mispashel in Klevish Mamesh, so it's a Glio Meruba. So, Mele, if we didn't have a special Zelzakos, that Iru requires Meliku Shtife by Klimatres, and Shvire Batlecheres by Kochi, so I would say, no, the whole aloche of the little Shtife and Shvire is only when there is Bishul of the Klavish Mamesh, where there is a real Blia, not when there is a minimum Blia, a Blia matters. So that's why that we have to resort to the Zelsakoso, that even the minimum Blia so also requires Shvire Batlecheres by Kochi. And Riku Shtife by Klimatras, by Kochi. But if you wouldn't make a tradition, so then the Exerzakos wouldn't say that it requires, because the Exerzakos is based upon the fact the Chol Ashati Bushel Bey. I mean, what does the Torah say?
So the Torah emphasizes, so it's based upon the fact that Kochim was misbashed. So, but without the special Zachos, we say, all right, it's mibashal, but it only involves the Bliometes, not the Bliomeruba. Because the Zachos, so even the Bliomonaisho, it consists of a Bliometes, of a minimum Bliet, also requires. But it's a raya that is clearly. That's the there is right. Al me yil chosim basel ve shal me per kira bo ma o bitin tab mu mato laris alei mu mailo. So suppose you put in the clay tablin on Shabbos and you want to pour hot soup on it. Are you allowed? That's the shayin yon shal. Rabbi Yechem in Oseh, the year of the Klavishin, so your shalom says the first. That Rabbi Yechem says, here is Klavishin. Chil is Rabbi Yechem Nado, the Raya, the strength, the Raya. Rabbi Yechem is from this, So it's mentioned in the Feresh that even if it's Yerolisecher Reteach of Kochim, so it requires by Matres, Meritur Stife, and by Cheresh Vire. So we see that it's Bishel, so Melitzoser on Shabbos. That's what Rabbeinu says. The Docher Rabbi Yisi Tamon Kli Cheres Belea Tavli Neini Mizbashel. In other words, Rabbi Yisi says, no, this halacha of the Echot Shel Bishel Vechshel Seach has reference to Kli Cheres. So by Kli Cheres had relatively big paws, you know. An earthenware vessel has relatively big paws, not minute paws. So in Melee, even without the medium of a bishop, it can be eaten because it has big paws.
You cold water.
So in other words, but by Shabbos, Bliye is not osa. So in other words, Rabbi Yisi, Da'amere, it's not Rabbi Yisi, Da'amere. Rabbi Yisi, Da'amere, refutes the raya of Echashir L'Serezeach. Because over there, it has reference to Kli Cheres, and Kli Cheres had big paws. So Mele, there is Bliye without the medium of Bishl. But by Shabbos, Bliye is not osa. By Shabbos, Bishl is osa. Bishl, so Iru from the Klavishin does not constitute Bishl. It only involved Bliye. Heishiv Rabbi Yisi Babun, Vatanya Minayi Shepuf Necheres Kein, Kli Cheshes Kein, Talmud Avdin Bukhni Cheshes Bushalo, Isnlo Nimeima, Kli Cheshes Bola Bitnio, Pirish Al Diiru, Imenu Vashal Li Bola, Alma Mosi Diiru, Diiru Kiklerish. So not much content, Yerushalme, there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yisi Stam and Rabbi Yisi Babun. Rabbi Yisi Stam agrees with Rabbi Rabbi Yisi Stam, not Rabbi Yisi Babun. There are two Rabbi Yisis, Amoroi. One is Rabbi Yisi, without a Ben Babun. And then there is Rabbi Yisi Babun. So Rabbi Yisi Stam agrees with Rabbi Yisi that Tiro is Kikrisha. That Tiro is Kikrisha.
In other words, you cook the tablet.
One second. And he mentions a raya from the aloche gabi kochim that iroli sichariteach. So it requires shvire. So it's a raya that Rabbi says it's a raya that here is clarish. So then Rabbi Sistam is deichet, and he said no, there it's not because here is clarish, but because by Klecheres, on account of the big paws it has, so the mele it's bileya. But Mivashel it isn't, and by Shabbos it depends whether it's Bishl or it's not Bishl. So Yerufan does not constitute Bishl. So then Rabbi Yisi Babun is chelik on Rabbi Yisi Stam. And Rabbi Yisi Babun says, no, but the Braise applies the same halacha of you to Klimatres too. Klimatres had minute paws. So there, if it has minute paws, only through the medium of Bishl can there be Bliye. But without the medium of Bishl, there couldn't be Bliye. By Cheres, it has big paws. So it doesn't require Bishl. Bishl. Mashein ki matres that has small paws, some minute paws, so then only through the medium of Bishl it could be Bliye. But without Bishl, it couldn't be Bliye, because what appears from this Yerushalmi is, and there is such a shit as the shame, in Tzochi, Ligabi Pesach, that the Kli Cheres, even if it's Nishtamish Bitzenet, so it's still Osa. Why? Because Because by Gehara's account of the big boss it has, it can be delayed. I even be saying it. So you couldn't say that a Bliya takes place through a process of this if it can be delayed. I even be saying it. But of course, when it's hot, it's Bliya more. But it can be delayed, it's saying it too. Because it has, relatively speaking, big paws. Mashenki mamatnas at minute paws. And it's saying it couldn't be delayed. So it can only be delayed by hot. So the melee only for the medium of Bishli can be layer. And still we see that the matras require Mariko Shtife. So it's a raya that Iru is not just Madlia, but Iru is Nevash.
Mariko? Mariko is Shtife?
Mariko is Shtife.
Mariko?
Mariko
is Shtife. Mariko is what?
Mariko means
something now.
Means Hagole in hot water. Oh. And Shtife means after you make Hagole in hot water, in cold water.
Cold water.
So in other words, the Yerushalmi mentions in Machlekes between Rabbi Yehisi Stam and Rabbi Yehisi
Babun.
And Rabbi Yehisi Babun. In other words, Rabbi Yehisi Stam holds. Rabbi Yehisi Stam holds that the tiruf amiklevishin is not levasher, so it's only mabliya in mikvecheres, and Rabbi Yitzchak Babun together with Rabbi Yehuda hold that it is bishul, it is klevishin. So mainly paskins that tiruf is klevishin because there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yitzchak Stam on one hand and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yitzchak Babun and the other, because it's really not the Hechech, because he says that we pass him like Rabbi Yitzchak Babun and Rabbi Yehuda, maybe we pass him like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yitzchak Stam. Alright, but this is what he says. So v'nireh, so far Tesis has mentioned Tushdes HaShem, the Sheet of the Rashbam, the Tiru is quickly Shein HaLigamre, and the Sheet of the Ri, that Tiru is Kutlevishin Gamre. Then Teisves mentions Tzonshin, which is a virtue. And that's the way we pass, the way Shkonor passes, Chabar Amor, that Iru is not Kutlevishin Mamesh, and it's not Kutlevishin Mamesh, but it's Nibashal Kiliklipe. Kutlevishin Mamesh is not Nibashal Kiliklipe. Kutlevishin Mamesh is Nibashal and Mabli and the whole thing. But Iru Famiglevishin is Mavliya and Nevashel to the extent of Klippin, the periphery of the food. V'nire di Yolavi Klippin, where Klippin, the Nevashel of the Klippin, the Kanyon Kishmuel, the Amat HaToy Gavah, the Tani Kavos Vechit HaTzeli, and the Kome Klippin, the Klippin, the Marosom Tani Kavos Vishmuel, Cham Lizeh Tzeinen, or Tzeinu Lizeh, or Tzeinu Lizeh Tzeinen is Madia, so how can you say just Madiach, he just has to rinse it in cold water and finish? No, but through the Tatoin Gavar, so in a matter of minutes, in due course, everything will be cooled.
Right.
But until it cools off, it manages to be Mabliya something.
Yeah.
The Gemara says, so it's mashma that Cham Lizichtzinen, so is Mabliya Kedei Klipe, so that means it's Mevashel Kedei Klipe. Yechei mashma Bishlim Sarsab Gizore, Dom Amar, Ukve, Mom Amar, Ukve, Zom Nyeire Meakum, Adole Gam Dafe, Umosi Kibele Kach Pelte. Now the Aloch is, Gula Midian, the Simba Midbar, in Parsha Matos. Ay, 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 ay. The Midbar on the Aleph. Ay, 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 ay. Posik, Kof Aleph, Kof Beis, Kof Gimel. Vayimer Lozer Akeen, אבל אנשי עצוב אבוי ומלחום, זה זכות סתירו, אשר ציבה לשם, אסמוש, אחס הזור, אס הכוסר, אס המחישס, אס הברזר, אס הביר, ואס הוי פרס. אסי פרס, כל דבר אשר יובי באיש, תבירו באיש ותויר, ארבו מנידו יסחבי, וכל אשר לא יובי באיש, תבירו במוי. Now, here there is a machlekes in the pshat of the posuk between Rashi and the Ramban HaChumash. So, Rashi says, Kol dor asher beish livashel beklum, tabiru beish, ki derech tashmishi agalos, ma she tashmishi al dechami, yagrenu lechami, u ma she tashmishi al ditzli, in ashput, vaskole yilaneno beya. So, according to Rashi, the beginning of the posuk Kol dor asher beish has reference to two kinds of bishul. You see, bishul is a term, a word in Lashon Kodesh that has two meanings. And in English, you see, in English, when we say cooking, what does cooking mean? Cooking can mean boiling, can mean baking, can be frying, can be boiling, can be steaming. Every form of cooking is cooking. But if it's a special form of cooking, if you boil, then it's called boil. If you bake, then you call bake. If you fry, you call fry. If you boil, you call boil. But cooking is a general term. It includes everything. It includes everything. Be sure. So, in Lashon Kodesh has two meanings. Sometimes it has a meaning in a specific sense. Not sometimes, but most of the time, in the specific sense, it means when it's cooked in water. Let's say, when you put, let's say, boiled cooked meat, chicken, so you fill it up with, you put the chicken in water. That's bishul, which in English is called boiling. But suppose you boil chicken, you boil meat, so there is no water, so that's leak. So then it's called boiling. Not boiling, barbecue boiling. But everything is cooking. Now, in Lashon Kodesh, when you say bishul, mivashel means in water. But if you don't cook it in water, if we boil it, so then it's not called bishul, ordinarily. But it's called
tzli.
It's called tzli. Sometimes, in Divrayomim, it's mentioned the Pesach Bushel, Bishel as a Pesach. And of course, everybody knows that Pesach you don't boil. I mean, you boil. And still, the Rayon uses the Russian Bushel. So sometimes, Bishel in Russian Kodesh has the same meaning as cooking in English. But that's not the usual meaning. The usual meaning of Bishel is Shimaprat. Not the shame. So, according to Rashi, the posuk Kol dor asher yovi beish, tabiru beish v'toyer. So it means anything that is cooked by fire. What is cooked by fire? When you boil, so it's cooked by fire. When you fry, it's cooked by fire. When you boil, it's cooked by fire. It's cooked by fire. So then you have to kasher it through the fire. Through the fire, how? There are all kinds of ways to kasher it through the fire. So Rashi said, "Tadir beish ki derech tashmishi agalos, mash tashmishi al dechami, yaglen lechami, mash tashmishi al ditzli, ki nashput laaskole yilavnenu beir." So in other words, the way it was used. If it was used directly on fire, like a spit, on which you boil meat that is also meat in milk, so then you have to kasher it by subjecting it to a liver. Tell it, what kind of a liver? A liver gomo, until it tastes in nitrosin, until when you rub it, it's become so hot, you heat it so much, that when you collide it with another piece of metal, so sparks will be produced. That's a living God. That's a living God. So, Kiterach Tashmish, because if it was used, if a spit is used without water, some Mele, you have to kashra it also without water. But suppose it was used on fire in Isa together with water, so then you have to kashra it also together with water. Then you have to make a gol. What does a gol mean? You boil water, then you take the pot and dump it. And dump it into the boiling water. So everything is included in the expression. Libon, gomo, and a gol. Ah, b'menido yischato. B'menido yischato means that you have to retire it, the kelim, because in other words, you get kelim from a goy, so it is stomach. So mele, you have to retire. V'chila shal yovi goyish, ta'avir gamoy. So then, according to Rashi, V'chila shal yovi goyish, ta'avir gamoy, means, now let's see what Rashi says. Ta'avir obey, chol ha'shtosh obey, shli v'ashol v'klum, ta'avir obey, kiderach tashmishe. So Rashi says here, v'ashol v'klum. Now what sense does Rashi use the word v'ashol? In the specific sense? No. But in the general sense, like the Bishlim Divrayomim, in connection with Kom Pesach, like cooking in English. Taviru Beish Kider Tashmishi Adolose, Mashe Tashmishi Aldi Hamim, Yolena Bechamim, Umashe Tashmishi Aldi Ei, Aldi Tzli, Kin Ashput Vaskole Yiladnenu Beish, Arbi Nidui Nidui Yishato, Lifi Pshutei Chitu Zeli Tarim Itumas Mez. That means Hazoye. Aleph Lamed, suppose it means Epshalema, I don't know. So, Tzrichim Akelim Giyu Lataro, Mino Yisea, Vechito Litaro, Minatume, Virabisein Dorshim Kan, Shaflach Shiro, Mino Yisea, Hitin tefila libli matres, umenide aksurim kandor shumayim oruim mit ubenide, vichamayim emso, in other words, that's the aloche, that is used on this posik, that alikeach kelim in akum, so kli matres, so he has to have tefila in the mikve. So that's menida. Menida means the water in which a nido can be developed. Kleschuchis also requires tefillah, but that's only the Rabbanon. Mashen ki klimatches, according to Rashi Shite, according to the Rishenim, so require tefillah midraisa. The Rambam Shite is, and the Ramban has a sofik, like the Rambam, that the whole drosha in the sefriz and asmachte, and midraisa, there is no chiyuv of making tefillah, even in klimatches that you buy from that. So that's a machlek l'shem, whether tefillah's kelim that are bought from a goy, whether it matches, place for it, certainly on the other. But klimatches, machlek is l'shem. But Rashi Shiti is that it's a drosh gemur. Then the Torah says, v'chol ha'shal yobi bo'esh, ta'aviru b'amoy. So what does that mean according to Rashi? In cases with leches, shetashmishim b'tzeinen, d'loy boli yisea, ta'aviru b'mayim madbili b'day. B'davki k'umam. So according to Rashi, chol asher lo b'beish, ta'aviru b'moyim, means not to b'beish, if the tashmish by the goyim was b'tzeinen. Something that was used only b'tzeinen, so there is no b'ya sisa. Then you don't have to kasher it, you only have to make tefillah in a mikveh, to the mikveh. But Ramban Chumash is chelik. He says, no, kol ashadot, kol dovar ashayavu beish taviru beish mitoyer, doesn't have reference to any form of cooking. But something that is cooked directly on fire, like broil, so that requires libur. Tabirubeish, you have to heat it in the fire until it produces sparks. Vitoya. Arbeninido Yishato means that you have to be table it in the water. In the mikveh. The cholashaliyobeish, so a comic on one doesn't have reference to something that was nishtanish by the goyim, bitzenen. So that, and that is requires tefillah. Because why does the Torah have to reiterate that? That's already implicit in the expression, arbeninido yishato. So why does the Torah have to say again, that's the kasha by the Ramban, Chumash, against Rashi. Why does the Torah have to say again, that's already included in the expression of arbeninido yishato. But v'cholashaliyobeish has reference to the form of cooking that is through the medium of water, boiling, not al beish directly, but through the medium of a kele, with a fluid in it. So then, istabio bamoim in boiling water, not kele b'mikveh, but in boiling water. Whatever the pshat in the pasuk is, there is no practical nafkamina. There is no practical nafkamina because in final analysis, Rashi and the Ramban agree that that's the Mishnah b'dizole, that something that is nishtamish b'yisea directly on fire, like boiling, requires libngomo. Something that was nishtamish b'yisea for water requires angole. So that's the aloche. I mean, that's the proportion. But the machleke between Rashi and Ramban is in regard to the pshat in the pasuk. Okay, now
the pasuk kol asher lo yitnei avi beish.
Oh, v'chein mashma b'shir misra b'zoch. So anyway, aloche is if you have a pot that was used in boiling the dvaris. So it requires agole. What does agole mean? Agole means you boil water, and then when the water starts boiling, you take the other part that is contaminated, and you dump it
into
the boiling water that is in the pot on the fire. So that's all right. If the pot is a small pot, the contaminated pot is a small pot. So you boil water in the bigger pot and then you dump. Or if the contaminated kele consists of forks, spoons, you know, knives, so then you dump them in the boiling water. But suppose the contaminated pot is a big kettle, you don't have a bigger kettle to dump that the big kettle into it. So what do you do? So you say, what? You fill up the big kettle up to the top. But then it's impossible to boil water because it will keep on dripping water and then it will extinguish the fire. So, for some mayo, the chobel knew, or you know what they say in Chagadio. So, on a practical level, for some mayo, the chobel knew, water extinguishes fire. So, what do we do if we have to kasher a big kettle? You can dump it into a big akat. So the more it gives an eight. You fill it up almost to the top. But you couldn't fill it up almost to the top because then it will keep on overflowing and you have a big job. You'll never be able to do it. So it will always extinguish the fire, the hole on which you place the pot. So you fill it up almost to the top. Not up to here, but up to here. So melee, so when it starts boiling, so then they'll be able to realize up to the point, you know, up to the left. But how about the rim, the sofa? So you take a piece of dough and you put it on top of the rim of the kele, and when the water starts boiling, then the vapor, the bubbles, start coming over the top, some mele, Havoi is realized. That's what the Gemara said. Dabam Rechim, Yishmash Mishim, Yisrael Sabi Zoy. Yisrael Zoy. Dabam Maruk, Ve Zoban, Rabakadi, all right, but it's different. Zoban Yiren Akum. Other ways he had to catch it, but it was a big kettle. So how did he do it? He couldn't dump it into a bigger kettle. How did he done that? So he encircled on the top of the rim of the kele a piece of dough. A piece of dough. Let's say this is a dough. Now this is the top of the kele.
Or a piece of clay.
Clay, yeah, I do know. Yeah, this. And this he put it. So when it starts to boil, so the bubbles and the water comes, it overflows. What do we do today? We don't put a clay or dough, but we dump, let's say, a stone, you know, or you can dump even spoons, you know, small cups, whatever. So that, you know, that's Archimedes' principle. So that makes it overflow. Overflow. So it's the same principle what Gemara says, Marukhe. It's based upon Archimedes' principle in physics.
What is Archimedes' principle?
Please, whatever. So it overflows. That's what it is. The Omar Ukle, Zobniramakumar, like I'm down to Umosik. So that's all right. That's a good way of kashrut. So the Gemara says, why is it all right? Kibeli kachbeli, ma beli binitzetes. A pilti binitzetes. So the halachi is, there is a principle of kibele kachpelti. Now, you see, the rabbonim are machshirim, whether they are an individual machshirim, or they are identified with the kashrus agency, or you, or something else. So, they rely on this principle of kibele kachpelti, because otherwise they'll have a lot of trouble in giving kashrut. Otherwise, because to make your living go more is on a practical level, it's impossible. It's on a practical level, on a theoretical level, everything is possible. So years ago, I made your living go more in Diane's Bakery. Years ago, all right. So at that time, Josh Michael, my shalom, was alive, and he joined me. So he made it. But when you have to, if you do it once in a blue moon, okay. But when you have to do it constantly, you know, we have some
bargaining.
It's impossible to make a living. But still, so how can they function, all the machshirim, how can they function? In other words, when they have to kasha, let's say, in the catering places, you know, in the hotels, so they use the stove for all kinds of machshirim, vele and chazal and whatnot, and you know, so on. Then they kasha it, and they have a kosher affair. Did they make a living gomor? Impossible. Anybody who says they make a living gomor, so
he's a liar.
He's not telling the truth. It's impossible. He's not even going to say that. It's impossible. On a theoretical level, everything is possible. When it's done once in a blue moon, but not when it has to be done every week, you know, or even every month. So what do they do? They rely on the principle of kibele kachpelti. Even though the halacha is that something, this is tashmishi al deyamamish, like boiling, so requires a living gomor, but they don't make a living gomor. But they say this. And I'm not saying they might be right. I mean, that was the heter that the kula that everybody applied in the course of years. Now there has been an improvement in the kashrus, in Chicago, in New York, all over. But years ago, I mean, they didn't have in the hotels their own kosher kitchen. They didn't have it. There was no such thing. So whenever a kosher wedding, a kosher affair of the clay, they kasher it. How can they kasher? How can they kasher Dovosh Tashmishi al Deiya, living gomor? But they didn't make a living gomor. So they said like this. Whenever it's used by Yisrael, from Vele, from Krepe, from Chazal, from what, so then it never goes up the temperature of 300 degrees. So they turned on the temperature 500 degrees, and then they said, so to be kachbeli, since Igneva was nivla b'yisea. A higher temperature than this, than 500 degrees, so it certainly is not lit. That's the principle that is mentioned in this Gemara. So the question is, as far as he fills it up with water that boils up to here, so Hagola is realized up to here. But how about the rim of the Kelim? Hagola is not realized. The answer is no, Hagola is not realized. But there is another principle. If you make it as hot as it is at any time when the contamination, the clear takes place, so it's all right even without Hagola as such. That's what he says. Kibbele Kachpil. So he says, Dihil, Vyadishe, Mayil, Yemishim, Dibola, Vinitzeches, Afil, Bola, Bliv, Mule, Pola, Vinitzeches, Shuyiru, Elevadai, Lemibashel, Elekidikrip. Elevadai, Lemibashel, Elekidikrip. Dihil, Reitrim, Ot. So now it's a Raya that Hiro is not Kirish. Because assuming, like Rabbi Tam and Ri, that Tiru is going to be Shmamesh, so why do we have to make a piece, a sofer on top of the rim, and make it overflow, and apply new principle of the Tiberi Karpelte? No! Without the sofer! Without the sofer! All we have to do is to take a kettle with boiling water and to pour on the sofer!
And overflow.
No, not it's not necessary to overflow. It'll pour you it's from inclination. It's like dumping at inclination. Where's the overflow? It's not necessary to overflow. Here, it overflowed. So it's on the basis of another principle. Not a goal as such, but on the basis of the ability of building. But if you is to inclination, so instead of dumping it, you can just pour, let's say, spoons, not difficult to dump them in boiling water, but if you owe its revelation, you don't have to dump them in boiling water, you just put them under the pot.